Now, the master. Well, what is the master? The master is when the God has come forward in full flower and is the personality. And it sparkles and it is beautiful and it is without lack and indeed it is without limitation and it is clear. And it is an entity that lives in the presence. Always in the presence. Everything is brought to the now. Now that is what you all came here to go to school to become. We're masters. And you call yourself masters. I call you masters, but are you? That's what you want to be. Well, that is like placing the crown and sceptre upon your head, the power in your hand. That's royalty. But what must you do to become the master? Well, you came here tonight to listen to your teacher and to join together as that which is termed a community of spiritual beings enriched to some degree, others more or less, to bathe in a level of energy that would allow acceptance of dreams to come forward. That's why you're here. Well, you come to the highest pinnacle in the school when you're a walking master. And the walking master means that you have passed all of the tests in learning to ride the steed and living in the present. Up until that point, you are students of the great work. I have said this to you before. There are only a few of you that ever come out of this school and will go forward with it into the Christ state, the state to where there is no more death, there is only life. There are those of you who will take and use the tools of this school to benefit and better your own nest, your own relationship, your own life. There's nothing wrong with that. Because even the most meager of changes when this life is over is going to be fundamentally wonderful. But remember what I told you in the plane of bliss. That what if you're already dead and you're viewing this moment? And how would you live this moment? That is a cardinal rule for masters. How would this moment be lived forever and ever and ever?